Hi, welcome back to Brain and Behave Podcast. I am your host Titus. Today's post from Jansen, read by Titus. Why you need to care about neuromarketing if you want to be a successful marketer? Neuromarketing is the merging of marketing principles and strategy with neuroscience. Studies in neuromarketing involve the direct use of medical technology such as functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, EEG, and other devices to measure human response to marketing collaterals such as campaigns on advertisements. If you don't have a previous understanding of neuroscience, this can all sound a bit wacky and somewhat invasive. In neuromarketing, a means of manipulation people to think or act in a certain way in response to marketing effort. Are scientists trying to find the buy button in our brain? Rest assured, these misconceptions about neuromarketing are far from actual goal of the studies. Neuromarketing is not a manipulation tactic to make people think a certain way. A manipulation tactic to make people buy a certain way, an abuse of human cognition. Rather, neuromarketing is about curiosity, understanding how humans think and feel. Neuromarketing focuses on studying how humans interact with visual and stories to inform future marketers' decisions. Using medical technologies, research can understand how the brain responds to certain stimuli. For example, when certain part of the brain lights up are activated in an fMRI scan, researchers, marketers can understand how and when emotional response such as fear, curiosity, and attention are elicited. What neuromarketing studies tell us. Often, conventional marketing research tactics like focus group surveys are littered with biases from internal and external pressure for individuals to act or respond a certain way. The presence of the stranger can influence response because members of the group don't want to come across as the odd one out if they disagree with the option of the majority. Likewise, the presence of the research can influence response to questions because individuals can. Data collection from neuroscience technology measures brain activity and reveal the subconscious choice and bias we make when exposed to particular stimuli. Example, advertisements, brand identity, and etc. This research method allows researchers to prevent and bypass the bias that may present themselves in other high-pressure social situations. Essentially, neuromarketing studies tell us the true and natural response humans have to marketing campaigns or advertisements. This in turn informs marketers on how to design their campaign in future to elicit the desired emotional response and successful appeal to the audience they want to reach. Neuromarketing findings. Some of the most tried and true marketing tactics today were developed as a result of a neuromarketing study. Check out these 5 major studies that have changed the course of how we market consumer today. Precision versus round pricing. Ever noticed how many products are priced 1 cent lower than a whole number? For example, $9.99 instead of around $10. Neuromarketing research has found that round price such as $10 drive emotional purchase. Price with decimal drive logical purchase, imply that the product in question offers more value. Pricing a product at $9.99 may seem like a tricky way to change 10, but the complexity of the 2 additional decimals here, believe it is the more logical purchase and therefore more value than the emotional purchase. Humans want to be perceived as thoughtful and logical, even if it is only by themselves. 2. Convenience security. In a study conducted by PayPal, neuromarketing found that commercial and advertisement that promised product with speed and convenience activated higher neural response than product with safety and security. This finding was contrary to that of the focus group, in which participants convey that they would rather feel secure with their purchase as opposed to getting it quickly in the mall. PayPal utilized their findings in their future advertisement campaign. While this doesn't mean you should prioritize speed over safety, it provides insight into how to get successful messaging across. 3. People don't like to lose. In a 2006 neuromarketing study published in the prestigious journal Science, researchers found that humans' choices are remarkably susceptible to the manner in which options are presented. When an alternative option is opposed as a loss, people are more likely to convert fear of loss. This means copy such as buy before it's gone or don't lose some of money. This year all effective strategy for driving conversion. When an alternative option is poised as loss, people are more likely to convert for fear of loss. This means copy such as buy before it's gone or don't lose some of money. This year has effective strategies for driving conversion. To put it simply, people don't like to lose or miss out. Framing your copy this way with CTAs is a surefire way to drive conversion by framing your products or service highly valuable or important. 4. Catchy headlines are crucial. You have probably heard time and time again that you need to make your headlines catchy to draw attention to readers. Well, now neuromarketing has found substantial evidence to back up this claim. Hippocampal headlines is a term coined to describe when the brain expects a sentence to say one thing, but it actually surprises and say another. This slight diversion from our expectation elicits surprising and activates our hippocampus, the part of the brain responsible for experience such as fight or flight. To write your own hippocampal headline, think of common phrase in English language. Common example are, the early bird catches the dash. Don't cry over split dash. Money doesn't grow on dash. A popular example is Patreon campaign with the headline, practice makes Patreon. 5. Social website design matters. As most marketers know, UX and UI are fundamental to ensuring your customer or user stay and engage with your content and service online. However, what is it exactly on your web page that draw attention or make us more likely to change? While there have been a number of neuromarketing studies on the effectiveness of web designing, some central study point to social proof as the way to convince your audience that you are worth their time. Social proof looks like any evidence of legitimacy about whatever you are providing. This could be product testimonial or social sharing widget that show the number of how many times a post has been shared by other people. We can also think back to previous example of loss of aversion. If people think a product is hot on the market and selling out fast, they'll want to buy in on it to avoid being left out of the crowd. People want to fit in and do the things other people do, or at least the things they think other people to do. Takeaways. Even if you aren't a science nerd yourself, it's important to be aware of the knowledgeable about neuromarketing studies, their findings. Humans have brain, and both marketers and consumers are humans with brains. Understanding how they work and the tactics you can use to maximize your marketing efficiency will help you to become a more successful marketer in the long run. This post only covered a very small corner of the neuromarketing studies out there. Thanks for listening this podcast. See you on next episode. Bye-bye.